Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody, coast to coast. This Week in America. Seven, a story of things to come. The riveting end times Christian fiction novel by Alice Johnson Childs follows biblically prophesied events that are at this very moment poised on the brink of fulfillment. Prophecies that were made over two millennia ago, as current as today's headlines. In a remote small mountain town tucked away in the hills of North Carolina, a band of friends must now face what will be the last 7 days of human history. The choices they make will determine their ultimate destiny. Raised in the Piedmont region of South Carolina, daughter of a Southern Baptist pastor, Alice has been a contributing writer for the world's largest end times prophecy website, Rapture Ready, for 7 years. She's also been published in Prophecy Update, as well as writing numerous biblical teaching commentary in several large and small Facebook Bible study groups. Also writes personal poetry, prose, and short stories that are published on her blog site. Legally blind and visually impaired from birth, Alice partnered with her loyal guide dog Gage for 11 years before his death. Because of her visual limitation, she writes all of her material, including her first 500-plus page novel, on her cell phone from a rocking chair in her living room or on her front porch. She's currently working on her second novel of Christian intrigue due out in the fall of this year. Alice Johnson Childs, author of the Christian thriller Seven, A Story of Things to Come, our guest on This Week in America. Hi, Alice. Welcome to the program. It's a pleasure to have you with us.
Well, thank you. It's my pleasure to be here. I appreciate the opportunity.
Well, I'm glad you had the time to be able to do this. This is such a powerful book that you've written. Now, besides being a really good, well-written story, the message is so important. Talk about the importance of the message that you have in Seven, A Story of Things to Come.
Well, first of all, my message is twofold. First, I want to share the truth of Bible prophecy through an exciting but biblically accurate fictional story with the hopes of reaching folks who may not be inclined to pick up a Bible and read, or those who may not realize that the Bible actually addresses every single issue that we face personally, as well as addressing every major issue our world is currently facing. And second, it's to show that biblical prophecies that were foretold nearly 3,000 years ago are real, they're relevant, and they're happening right now on an almost daily or hourly basis.
You know, it's amazing when you read the book and with some knowledge of biblical prophecy, how accurate things are. And that's all brought out in Alice's story, Seven, A Story of Things to Come. Book available at writersrepublic.com in the bookstore there. And we'll give you all that information as we go through the program. How did the whole idea for this book come about? It's so well written, a powerful message told in such a powerful way, an intriguing way. How did this book all come about?
It's a little funny. My husband and I were sitting out on our front porch, as we often do, and it was in the spring of, I think, 2018. I don't remember. But we were sitting out on the front porch, and it was a beautiful day. The sky was blue, and we were just chatting, and I asked him a question. I said, how do you think our city will react when the rapture occurs? Do you think that that the city or county council or whatever will be sending people around house to house to check to see who's here and who's gone? Then we talked about that for a little bit, and then I got to thinking about the myriad little mountain towns and rural, wide places in the road,
yes,
that are close to us. And I wondered, how's the rapture going to impact those who live in small town America? And that was one of the reasons that I wrote the book. It covers the same time period as the, mega bestseller Left Behind series. But I wanted to approach it from small town America perspective. And so I got to thinking about it, and David and I chatted a little bit, and that was sort of how everything got started.
And the end result is seven of Story of Things to Come by Alice Johnson Childs, a book available at writersrepublic.com. I'll give you Alice's website as we go through the program. And, of course, click onto our website by going to ours, thisweekinamerica.us. What's interesting, this is in a small town, as we talked about, and we'll talk about some of the characters as we go through the interview. This, I understand, was first published as a chapter series. In fact, in a reading review, so many of the people enjoyed the book who actually enjoyed reading your columns as they appeared in RaptureReady.com. Talk about that, because this sort of, you've been working on this and thinking about this, giving it serious thought for a number of years, haven't you?
I have. I've always wanted to write a novel. I mean, I've been writing, you know, nonfiction and biblical commentary and stuff forever. And I had always wanted to write a novel or try my hand at it. And so the editor at Rapture Ready is a dear friend of mine. And when I wrote the first chapter of seven, I sent it to her and I asked her, I said, I just want you to give me your honest opinion on whether or not you think this might be a good story. At the time, I wasn't writing it for anybody but myself. I just wanted to know if I could do it. And I knew she would be honest with me. She would tell me if it was okay or if it, you know, smelled like last week's meatloaf. And so I sent it to her, and a couple of days later, she emailed me back and she said, Alice, it's really good. I really like it. And Todd, who is the owner and of Rapture Ready, she said, Todd really likes it. And in fact, he's going to publish it in the next issue of Rapture Ready. When can you have the next chapter done? At that point, I had only written one chapter. So it was a white hot write to stay ahead of what they were already publishing. There were times when I was only a chapter or two ahead of what had been published. So it was a wild ride.
Boy, it sounds like it. And this has impacted in a powerful, meaningful way so many people that read the columns that you had, and now reading the book Seven, A Story of Things to Come. Our guest is the author, Alice Johnson Childs, book available at writersrepublic.com and the bookstore, the usual places as well. And link on by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. One review calling it one of the most interesting spellbinding books I've ever read. A lot of people are buying multiple copies and passing them out to family members and to friends as well. And you can get all the information, of course, on her website and order from writersrepublic.com. So what was it like when you finally finished Seven, A Story of Things to Come? You get the book published. You see it for the first time. This is your novel that you've completed. What a sense of accomplishment, I'm sure. What was it like when the book was published?
I don't even have words to describe it. And I dwell in words. I was humbled, in all honesty. I was just humbled into the very dirt that God would allow me to fulfill a desire and a dream that I had had since childhood. I'm so grateful. And I'm still just mind blown that, you know, at what God has done and how gracious he has been and how kind people who've read it have been. I've had so many people who emailed me when I was writing it for Rapture Ready. I began to get emails from people who, you know, who were sending, you know, little bits of encouragement or tell me, you know, what characters they really liked or, you know, how could you do this and so, you know, it was just, it was an amazing experience. It still is. I'm just so grateful.
Well, the book is Seven, A Story of Things to Come. Alice Johnson Childs is the author and our guest on today's program. I mentioned the visual limitations and being able to do this novel and so much of what you do on a cell phone. Talk about that. I'm barely able to make a phone call on a cell phone, let alone write a novel. Talk about being able to overcome that and to produce something as impactful as Seven.
Well, I've never known anything other than, than having the visual, I don't like saying limitations, just visual differences that I have. So you just adapt. As with any challenge, you find what works for you and you run with it. there's a challenge to everything worth doing. And when the Lord allows a challenge in your life, he also always provides a way through it. And it's for our good and for his glory. So it was, I can use the cell phone because I can hold it close enough to my eyes to be able to see. And because the screen is backlit, you know, I can I can see it easier. And I can adjust the font size so that, you know, I may be typing in 12-foot letters. I can adjust it to what I need to suit my, you know, abilities. And so it's just easy for me. I couldn't use the laptop because I just couldn't see it. And I found out I'm a pretty fast typist with one finger.
That's amazing when you figure that you've done actually a 500-plus page novel and did it on a cell phone. And I agree. I shouldn't have called that a limitation. If your limitations allow you to write a novel on a cell phone, that's not much of a limitation. So you've really overcome that and done such a remarkable job in touching so many lives. And we'll go through some of the reviews here in a few minutes. And you mentioned your husband before, and where he fed into this is you were just sort of sitting talking, and out of that came this idea. How has your family helped you in writing Seven?
I couldn't have written Seven without David, my husband. I couldn't have done it. David is, he doesn't have a degree in the discipline of history, but he is an amateur historian. And he and I spent literally sometimes 10 hours a day, every single day. He pulled out every book that he had on, you know, for example, ancient Rome or Babylon or the Phoenicians, who I didn't know anything about. And, you know, he was also my science advisor when I needed information on how, you know, the possible paths earthquakes might take or volcanic activity or whatever. He just was my researcher general. And not only, you know, not only in that way, but he also edited and listened to me. He was my staunchest critic and my greatest encourager. So I couldn't have done it without David. I couldn't do anything without David. My children were really helpful. My daughter was in nursing school at the time that I was writing Seven, and there are several characters who are medical professionals in the book. So I was on the phone or texting her all the time saying, okay, in this situation, how might a paramedic, you know, handle this particular situation? And she was always there with the answer. So if any of the medical, you know, if any of the medical storyline sounds accurate, and then it's because of her. My son was my technical advisor, because I know nothing other than turning the phone on about, you know, VPNs or anything like that.
Yes.
And his greatest advice to me was, Mom, when you don't really know what you're talking about, and you don't, just be as vague as you can. So he really helped me out. And then my grandchildren, they helped by allowing me to use their first names as the names of major characters, because it was so easy to remember names that I already knew than to have to remember a whole bunch of new names.
Well, that's so fascinating.
Everybody in the family pitched in. My daughter-in-law lent me her maiden name for one of my major characters, which is Arrowwood. I just loved the name, and I asked Sarah, can I use your name? And she was like, of course. So they were all, you know, everybody helped. My son-in-law was really good about helping me with plot lines that he thought were, you know, were good or reasonable, and he would tell me, you know, I don't think that would work if he didn't like a particular idea. So everybody pitched in. It's really a family novel. I just wrote it down.
Well, you know, that's interesting, and how important honesty is when you're asking for advice. In most cases, you really want advice, just not somebody to rubber stamp, yeah, you're doing a great job, keep up with it. It's the honesty and how you appreciated all of their honesty. Alice Johnson Childs, our guest, the author of Seven, A Story of Things to Come. As I'm reading the reviews, so many say this is an excellent book that I would recommend to believers and non-believers alike. I want to talk about the target audience for a few minutes here. Who is the target audience for Seven?
Well, first of all, seven is a reminder, sort of a wake-up call of encouragement and exhortation of how short our time really is to all who are believers in Christ, those who will be raptured. And second, it's a warning to non-believers who, unless they believe the only gospel that can save them before the church is caught out, then they'll be left behind on earth after the rapture takes place. Those who are left behind will have to face the final 7 years of tribulation, when becoming a believer then, although possible, will almost certainly cost nearly everyone who does become a believer their lives. So it's, you know, it's the target is both believers to encourage us and remind us to be diligent because our time is short, and a warning to those who will be left behind.
You know, we hear this so often, and what Alice is able to do in her book, Seven, A Story of Things to Come, is portray that in this fictional way, but staying accurate with biblical principles in the biblical story. So we see it unfold before our eyes as we're reading Seven, A Story of Things to Come. One review says, details events in an interesting and easy to understand way. How challenging was that to present this story in an interesting and easy to understand and accurate way?
Well, I used for the outline, it was really not that difficult because the book of Revelation really outlines the last 7 years. It's pretty much set up itself with the differing judgments and the differing degrees of judgment, the seals, the trumpets, the bowls or vial judgments and stuff. So that part wasn't too difficult. I just followed the outline in Revelation. I wanted the characters to be real. I wanted the characters to come across as genuine. And I'm not in my 20s anymore, but most of the characters in the book were. And so, having been 20 at one point in time, I kind of remember what it was like to be young. And so I hope I was able to create characters that are, that people can relate to, that people like and or don't like, you know, and that they could feel like were real.
Well, and we follow these characters as they experience unprecedented danger, devastating loss. They go through so much and have to deal with it. And the choices they make will really determine what happens for an eternity. So the stakes are all there. The book is so well written, and it's available at writersrepublic.com at the bookstore. Seven, A Story of Things to Come. I mentioned in the beginning you're working on another end times related Christian fiction novel, Strong Delusion. That's going to be out very shortly. Give me a little bit of information about that. What can we expect in Strong Delusion?
Well, it's a pre-rapture book. It takes it's set just before the rapture of the church, and it deals with what the Bible calls a coming strong delusion. We're already under it now, but it's going to reach its zenith during the 7-year tribulation. And so Strong Delusion deals with the more supernatural side of what is kind of behind the scenes now, but becoming more and more out in the open, and what will actually explode into the open as far as supernatural occurrences once the church is taken out and the world is plunged into those final 7 years.
You know, it's so important being prepared, and you address that issue in the book. And so many people being prepared is, well, I'll do that next week. I'll work on it later. We really don't have time for that, do we?
No, not at all. I think we are on the very razor's edge of the world being plunged into those final 7 years, and we're even closer to the church being taken out. It was my daughter who gave me the tagline to Seven, and it's so appropriate. And it's when the impossible to believe becomes impossible to ignore. And I believe that's where we are. We're just at that point. And there, whether one believes now or, you know, whether they don't, there's coming a point when what seems impossible to put any faith in is going to be impossible to ignore. And that will be the nanosecond that billions of people disappear from this earth, and human history will then have only 7 years to finish up.
Yes. You know, I got a minute or so left here. That's so important what you just said. And for so many people, that there's still time, and you bring it home to everybody. What does that feel like, that this book is not only an entertaining read, people are reading it and really enjoying the book and how well the story is told, but it's life-changing for so many people, and suddenly you can move some of those people from the unprepared category into the prepared category because of what Alice Johnson Childs did in her book, Seven, A Story of Things to Come. What does that feel like to have that impact on people?
That is the thing that motivates me more than anything else, because this is an eternal decision. This, you know, it's eternity that's in the balance. And more than anything else, it's the message that I want to get across, that there is hope, that there, you know, even though Seven is a dire warning, it's also a book of eternal hope. And to know that there may be people I'll meet in eternity who will be there because they read Seven, either either believe before the rapture or after, to know that we all had a part in bringing a soul and changing their destiny from hell to heaven. There's nothing better than that. There's nothing greater than that. There's nothing more important than that.
Well, and you have delivered with so many five-star reviews, and just reading the reviews, you see all of the people that have been impacted by Alice's book. The book is Seven, A Story of Things to Come. Alice Johnson Childs is the author, our guest on the program. Book available at writersrepublic.com, of course, in the bookstore there. Her website, Alice's website, is authoralicechilds.com. All of this on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. The book Seven, of course, is out there, impacting lives today. Coming up soon, her next book, Strong Delusion. Hopefully, we'll have a chance to talk about that as well in the program. Alice, time has gone by quickly. It's been a pleasure having you on the program. Thank you for joining us today.
Thank you for having me. I enjoyed it very much. Thank you.
You're welcome. It's been our pleasure. The guest, Alice Johnson Childs. The book is Seven, A Story of Things to Come. You'll find it at writersrepublic.com in the bookstore. Alice's website is authoralicechilds.com. And all this information on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. We're back on today's program after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.